Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and our question today submitted by Craig Pfeiffer. Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, Craig's suffering with a bit of plantar fasciitis, and he wants to know, how do you keep up your training when you are struggling with plantar fasciitis?
Well, it depends a little bit on exactly where on the foot it's sore and whether it's getting worse or not while you are exercising. Because if it's getting worse, then you don't carry on with your training. Otherwise, it's going to get worse and worse until you can't run even if you wanted to. So some sort of cross training is advisable, some stationary cycling, perhaps some work on the elliptical. Those are the sort of things you can do to maybe some swimming. These are things you can do to maintain your fitness, but we really do need to reduce the pain in the plantar fascia and allow it to heal. And there's a number of things we can do, but primarily we have to figure out what's causing that. So is it lack of a support in the shoe? Is the shoe maybe collapsed? Are you doing some barefoot running that you haven't done before, or are you doing a lot of running on the beach, which may have also cause the irritation in the plantar fascia? You want to roll the plantar fascia with a bottle that you've frozen so that can help bring down the inflammation. And you want to strengthen the plantar muscle so that it can support the plantar fascia better. And you strengthen that by putting your feet flat on the ground on top of a towel and curling your toes up and scrunching that towel underneath your foot. By doing that, you'll strengthen those muscles underneath the foot, and that will help. Well, it'll help to stop the foot from overstretching and therefore causing the irritation that you're getting on that plantar fascia. But you can't just blindly keep training on. You've got to actively get it feeling better, and often it means that there is a bit of short-term rest needed, just so you can get ahead of the pain cycle, inflammatory cycle, and you can start getting some healing.
Here we go. Craig, I hope that helps. Thanks for being in touch. And Lindsay, thank you for your time today. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with the next edition. Keep those questions coming. All you need to do is head over to the website, coachperry.com. Go check it out. Some great resources on that site as well. And also check out the brand new series of Comrades Marathon webinars too. You can register for the next one. It's coming up first week of November. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.